bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes, on 107.7 The Bronx, 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Matt Michalowski. Columbia University and its protesting students have reportedly failed to reach an agreement in ongoing negotiations regarding the students encamped around campus in protest to the war in Gaza. The students' protests have largely called for their school to divest of funds from Israeli military operations. Administrators like the Columbia University president, Manouche Shafiq, had this to say about the breaking down of negotiations. A small group of academic leaders has been in constructive dialogue with student organizers to find a path that would result in the dismantling of the encampment and adherence to university policies going forward. Regretfully, we were not able to come to an agreement. Due to this failure, Columbia University has asked the students to break their encampment. This new wave of student activism was sparked when protests erupted and 108 students were either arrested or asked to leave while police cleared an encampment on the Manhattan campus. This sparked even more protests around the country in universities like Yale, Harvard, South Carolina, and Austin. Around the country, roughly 800 or more arrests have been made. A black teen is seeking justice in the filing of a civil lawsuit after being shot last year. 17-year-old Ralph Yarl had mistakenly knocked on the door of accused shooter Andrew Lester, as he believed it was the friend's house that his twin brothers were staying at. In a misunderstanding that could have been settled with words, was instead handled with bullets. Yarl was shot in the head and arm by Lester, who the 85-year-old believed was attempting to break into his home. Since then, the trauma has caught up with Yarl, according to his mother in an interview given on Monday when the suit was filed. Yarl family attorney Lee Merritt also complimented Ralph, saying that he is an anomaly to me because there is no hatred in his heart. There's no anger or bitterness. He has a strong sense of justice and he wants us to move forward with pursuing justice for him. Lester's attorney, on the other hand, Stephen Salmon, was not aware of the suit as it comes ahead of his client's criminal trial. The first round of the NHL playoffs are still underway, but for one team, they can finally rest. The New York Rangers face the Washington Capitals in what was a do-or-die game for the Caps, as a loss for them would result in elimination, as they were already down 3-0 in the series. In a competitive matchup, the Rangers pulled away with a victory 4-2 and swept the Caps while they were away. It was certainly a moment in time for this anchor, who had the pleasure of witnessing it live. The Oilers, Avalanche, and Canucks also saw wins in their respective games yesterday as well, with all three of their series at 3-1. Continuing on with sports, the NBA playoffs are still kicking off, and the Knicks pulled off yet another win against the Philadelphia 76ers 97-92, with Jalen Brunson scoring a whopping 47 points, 10 assists, and 4 rebounds. Other games around the league were also equally as entertaining, as the Timberwolves defeated the Suns and sweeping them in the process. Plus, the Pacers and Clippers also secured victories. There is truly no time of the year quite like playoffs. That's all for this episode of the Bronx News Flash. Your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Matt Michalowski.
Thanks for tuning in to the Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out the Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.